I'm gonna skip a little bit. We're gonna go to Kina Chaf Hey. We committed to finish sometime between 10 and 10:30. In fact, we'll be a little closer to 10:30. Kina Chaf Hey is the first Kina that has absolutely nothing to do with the Churban Abayis. The Kina is to commemorate the Crusades that occurred 1,000 years ago. Now, why do we have a kina that has absolutely nothing to do with the Churban Abayis? I just got an email yesterday of Mordechai Kamenetsky sent out a story. Someone who was going to be in Eretz Yisrael by the Kotel for Tisha B'Av, and he went to a big tzaddik in Me'ez Sharim, and he said, you know, what should be going through my mind on Tisha B'Av at the Kotel? And the tzaddik says to him, I'll tell you a story. There's a guy who bought a lottery ticket once. And he put it in an envelope. He was living in poverty. And he told his wife before he left, listen, just guard over this envelope, make sure nothing happens to it. It's very, very important. And he went off to work. And his wife was trying to be pretty careful about the envelope. And she's cooking, and the baby's crying. And as people sometimes do when the baby's crying, they'll just give the baby anything to quiet the baby down, whatever the baby's reaching for. So she's got this envelope in her pocket of her apron or whatever, and the baby's crying and the baby's reaching for it. All right, I'm middle cooking. She just gives the baby the envelope. And the baby starts munching on it. Then the baby just throws it right into the fire on the stove. Poof. Whole thing goes up. And she says, uh-oh. She starts to cry. I'm in trouble. My husband just asked me one thing. He asked me one favor, to watch over that envelope, to be careful about it, and that I couldn't do. And the baby's crying because now I don't have my envelope anymore, and it was kind of delicious. And then the baby's big sister starts to cry because the baby's crying. And big sister doesn't like to see the baby crying. And the husband comes home. He says, where's the envelope? And everyone's crying. His wife says, well, it got burnt in the fire. He said, but we won! The numbers were the winning numbers, and he starts to cry. And everybody's crying, but everyone's crying for a different reason. The woman doesn't even know that they won the lottery. She's crying because she didn't live up to her husband's trust. Baby's crying because he lost the envelope. Sister's crying because the baby's crying, and the husband's crying because of the real reason to cry. Their ticket out of poverty was right there, and it's all gone. And this tzaddik told this fellow, look, there are going to be a lot of people crying. And everyone's going to be crying about something different. Just try to be as close to the real reason to crying as possible. There's one real focus of the crying, and try to keep it focused on that. But the truth is, I don't know if that's so true, that it all has to be about crying for the Beis HaMikdash. In the kinos, we cry about other things as well. It's a day for crying. It's a day, Tisha B'Av is a day that has the nature of the day is a day of tragedy. It's a day that's saturated with bitterness. We say in this kina, it's a yomar v'nimar. It's completely bitter. And whatever the tragedy is, even if it's not directly linked to the Churban HaBayis, today's the day we cry over it. That's why so many Gedolei Olam opposed the idea of a Yom HaShoah. We're not going to get into that whole issue right now, but they opposed the idea because they thought that's what Tisha B'Av is for. It's dafka for that kind of thing. It's dafka for the greatest tragedies. And the reason it's dafka for the greatest tragedies is because we have to be able to see a trend in Jewish history. We can't take a tragedy and divorce it from the rest of Jewish history. So this was an isolated event. No, Jewish history plays out in a certain way, and it tends to repeat itself a lot, as we've discussed. And we're really insulting each tragedy by not seeing it in its larger context. Seeing it as something that is part of our galus. It's all part of the Churban HaBayis. It all goes back to the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And if we did have it, we wouldn't be suffering through all this. So this kina laments and commemorates the Crusades that occurred 1,000 years ago. And it describes the massacres of 3 Jewish communities during the Crusades. One occurred right before Shavuos, and the Kina tells us that there was hope that maybe they'd have a little menucha in time for Yantif, in time for Shavuos, the day of Matan Torah. But then the Kina highlights, "Biyom nisinasa kiyom kein oz chazra." The day the Torah was given, so much of it was taken back to Shemayim. That's how we refer to the death of a Talmud Chacham, as giving back the Torah. So the Gemara says lahalacha that at the levaya of a Talmud Chacham you should always go until there are 600,000 people there. If there's any less than 600,000 people, then it's kedai to go, because just like the Torah was given with 600,000, it's appropriate that it should be taken back with 600,000. Biyom nesinasa kemo kein oz chazra. We had to give back the Torah on that day. And we try to picture what world Jewry would be like had all these Talmidei Chachamim not died so early in life. And the Kinnah describes that the Christians killed the Jews in the most vulgar ways imaginable. They were on their way to redeem Eretz Yisrael from the Muslims, and we thought we were safe. After all, we're not the real enemy. The Muslims are the real enemy. We're just, we're not the focus of their attention. And we witnessed a terrible Khorban. There were governments that we felt very comfortable with, that we really thought were friendly to us and would help us, but they stood idly by. And it's a harrowing reminder that as fortunate as we are, we, in 21st century America, as fortunate as we are to live in a country that's so great to us and that's been so great to us, we're not home yet. We're not there yet. And we felt welcome and a sense of friendliness, never quite to this extent. But in the past, we felt welcome in certain places. But inevitably, things turn after time. It's halacha l'moshe misinai, as Chazal say, the race of son of Yaakov. It's not going to go away until we have our geula. And that's why we cry over all of the tragedies, everything that happened, because the only way for that series of tragedies to finally end is by having the geula and by having a Beis HaMikdash again.